The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. 9to5 Google is claiming that Google is to release a Google Podcasts app for iPhone. It's based on a piece in Engadget, which has been removed, 9to5 Google notes, because of a, quote, broken embargo. Other things, according to the piece, are that the redesign for the Android app will be fully rolled out by the end of this week, and there's a redesign for the web version, quote, soon. Well, now we have the full release from Google, but we always respect embargoes, so we're reporting solely on the public information from the 9to5 Google piece here, since others are too. But once we can, we'll give you the official information from Google. How's that? Anchor's iOS and Android app has been updated with new remote recording features dubbed Record with Friends 2.0. It's aimed to make it easier to record guests or multi-hosted podcasts if you're stuck at home because of a stupid virus. Kairi has launched podcast landing pages for podcasts. They offer discussions, direct messages to podcast hosts, and a way of joining a mailing list designed to foster a community of listeners. Deezer has redesigned its podcast experience. We link to that today. Magellan has looked at which podcast advertisers are spending more and less because of the stupid virus. Travel advertising is down 73%, which shouldn't surprise anyone. Meanwhile, Triton Digital says that news and talk radio's share of streaming has grown by 14%. The Global Player, run by the UK's largest radio broadcaster, has added a set of third-party podcasts for children and stressed-out parents. The UK has temporarily suspended school for all except essential workers because of the stupid virus. Radio Days Europe's podcast day has been postponed. It's now on October the 26th, I'm speaking. The New York Times has purchased Audm, a service that transforms long-form articles into audio. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. The Independent Podcast Virtual Conference 2020 has published its programme. It's on March 28th to 29th. And Ira Glass has seemingly recorded this week's This Is American Life in his closet, having taken the time to get dressed in a suit, but having forgotten to wear shoes or socks. Are you okay, hun? And in podcast news, Alice Cooper's Vintage Vault is a new podcast from the shock rocker. Cooper has been doing a radio show, Alice Cooper Nights, over the past 16 years. This is a compilation of great interviews from that show. Fast Fiction is a short story fiction podcast recorded in Brisbane, in Australia. We would recommend the latest episode, White Noise, to you. And Survivor's Guide to Coronavirus is a brand new podcast from Australian comedian Nazim Hussain, asking fellow comedians and personalities how to survive this stupid virus. And there's plenty more and all the links in our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.